The government is unlikely to make any concessions on the state's 12.5% corporation tax rate until it knows the outcome of discussions at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, and events in the US Congress in the coming weeks. So the Irish Times reports in its lead story. The paper quotes one source as saying that Ireland would play it along for a bit and that it was still early days. The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, is quoted as saying in the Dáil last night that there was a desire to sign up for a deal, but there were too many significant unknowns for now. But if Ireland does sign up to the OECD deal, the Irish Examiner reports, a dual rate is likely to apply, and only multinationals with turnover of more than €640 million a year should face a higher tax bill. In its lead story, the Examiner says that the government is preparing for a wave of redundancies in the coming months as emergency COVID protections are lifted. But there's a budget bonanza on the way for elderly pensioners, according to the Irish Independent's main story. The paper says that older people will be the big winners in Budget 2022, as the government is set to increase the state pension while also boosting the fuel allowance. The Irish Daily Mail, in its lead story, reports that the government is considering extending the fuel allowance to the 110,000 people still on the pandemic unemployment payment in order to cushion the impact of soaring energy bills this winter. People who are allegedly making a fortune from scamming pensioners make the lead story for the Irish Daily Star. Michael O'Toole reports that the paper has established that the target of the Criminal Assets Bureau operation in County Kildare yesterday is a gang that specialises in carrying out shoddy work to houses and then overcharging for it. Assets including watches and cash worth more than €700,000 were seized, he writes. A kick in the Rolex, says the headline. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the case of the former Ireland rugby player, Brendan Mullen, who appeared in court yesterday, accused of stealing close to €600,000. The Health Service executive is still running obsolete Windows 7 software on almost 30,000 computers, 6 months after it was hit by a devastating cyber attack, so The Independent reports. Adrian Weckler writes that the out-of-date PCs have been described by IT security experts as potentially vulnerable. A spokesman for the HSE told the paper that 12,000 of them cannot be replaced or upgraded because they are associated with specialist machines such as X-ray or laboratory devices. The Irish Sun reports in its lead story that a grieving young woman whose fiancé died in a car crash hours before their wedding has told how he has blessed her with a miracle baby. Kate Quilligan was due to marry Miles Harty on the 21st of August, the paper says. Blessed with a baby from heaven, says the headline.